Okay, today's daf is Erev Daf Chaf Beis, and today we're going to talk about Amelus and hard work in Talmud Torah and the quantity of Talmud Torah that one has to be involved in. Based on the Gemara here on the top of Chaf Beis and Aleph, really the bottom of Chaf Aleph and Beis, darshan's the pasuk in Tanakh in Koheles, Shchoros Ka'orev, black like an orev, like a raven. So what is that meant to teach us? B'mi atam motz'an, b'mi shemashkim u'ma'ariv aleihem l'beis ha-medrash. What is shchoros ka'orev? I'm sorry, I meant the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Obviously, it's a Shir HaShirim type of pasuk, not Koheles. So the Gemara quoted a pasuk in Koheles right beforehand. But it's in Shir HaShirim. So what is shchoros ka'orev? Those who come early and leave late from the Beis HaMedrash, right? From the word Shachor, from the word Shachris, and Orev, from the word Ma'ariv, those who dedicate themselves and work hard and come early and leave late, right? It has to be a little of both. The Sifsech HaChamim in Megillah, Daf Tesvav, says it's not one or the other, it's both. That's number one. Rabba Amar B'misha Mashker Panav Alein Ka'orev, one who blackens their face on them like an Orev, like a raven is black. So that's what a person has to push themselves so hard that figuratively their face becomes black like an orif. And Rava Amar B'misha Mesa Matzma Achzari Albanav Albanei Beso Ka'orif, one who even pushes themselves and is away from their family. We know the story about Rabbi Akiva, away from his wife for 12 years and 12 years, 24 years. But a person has to push themselves. Three different ways of saying that one has to push themselves in Torah. And again, this is the basis, part of the basis for the Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Right, a set of halachas that we should review every couple of weeks, every couple of months. The Rambam and Hilchos Talmud Torah. We'll read a couple of the halachos. B'shlosha k'sarim nechtaru Yisrael. There are three crowns that Bnei Yisrael have been crowned with: Keser Torah, the Keser Kuhuna, the Keser Malchus. Kuhuna, Torah, and Malchus. Says the. So again, every Jew has three crowns: Keser Torah, Keser Kuhuna, Keser Malchus. Keser Kuhuna zacha bo Aaron. Keser Kuhuna only Aaron HaKohen and his family were zochet to receive. Shenamar v'haisalo lezara acharav bris kuhunas olam. Keser malchus achabo David. You don't have a choice of these two. Kuhuna, you have to be born into it. Malchus, you also have to be born into it and then chosen. Shenamar zaro olam yeh v'kiso kashemesh negdi. You see the words olam by each of those. Keser Torah hari munaf omei nemuchan l'kol Yisrael. Torah is there for everyone to take. Shenamar Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kihilas Yaakov. Kol mishe yirtze yavo v'yitol. Whoever wants to take it. But even though it's there for the taking, you have to push and work hard and act committed in order to get it. Tchilas dinu shal adam yinidon el al atam and v'yachar kachal shar ma'isav. L'olam l'ficha amr cham l'olam yasak adam matara. Ben shal lishma, ben shal olishma. Shibtach shal olishma, ba lishma. And says the Rambam, Mishin nisa'o libo, l'kayim mitzvah zu kara'ui. Whoever's heart is uplifted to fulfill this mitzvah properly. V'lios muhtar b'keser Torah. And to be crowned with the crown of Torah. Lo yasiach daito l'dvar macherim. Don't focus on other things. Doesn't mean you can never do anything else, but you shouldn't have hesach hadas on those other things. V'lo, I mean, they shouldn't be keva. V'lo yasim alibo sheyikne Torah ima osher v'yakavod ka'achas. And one shouldn't think that they could be konet Torah with other things. They could dedicate themselves to more than just Torah. Again, other things could be part of the world of Torah, but if I think there's a separate ends other than Torah, that's a problem. And the Rambam continues, Kachi Dakar Shal Torah, according to the Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Pas Melach Tochal, Vamam Surah Tishta, I should be ready to be able to eat bread and water and salt, Vaschar Lefi Yatzar. Shema Tomara Chakavitz Momo Nachzar Ve'ekra, let me first make my millions, let me first do what I need to do, and then I'll learn, says the Rambam, it's not going to happen. Shema Lo Tifne. And it continues, and it's the balance of, it's open and available for every Jew, but it requires very hard work and dedication. And then the Rambam says a couple of halachas later. En divrei Torah miskaimin b'misha merape atzmo alehen. Like our Gemara says, in terms of mashkimu mariv and mashkir peneim, says the Rambam, a person, Torah is only mekuyam in a person who is not weak in his commitment. And not from those who learn based on only when they have enjoyment and eating and drinking. And pushes himself and pains his physical body. and doesn't sleep when he needs to sleep sometimes, even though the Rambam elsewhere says you should sleep 8 hours, but here he says you have to push yourself when you're not supposed to be sleeping. Amru Chachamim Derech Remez Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El B'misha Memis Atzmo Ba'ohalei HaChachamim. Even though Ohel there, Pashtus, is Tumas Meis, but Chazal Darshan, that it's somebody who is Memis themselves in the tent of Torah. V'chein amar Shlomo b'chachmaso, hitzrapiso b'yom tzara, v'od amar af chachmasi amdali, chachma shalamati ba'af, hi amdali. And the Rambam quotes other chazals. And the Rambam says, especially at night, avavish amitzvah luma b'yom b'alayla, in adam lamed rov chachmaso b'alayla. Maybe because you have to work harder and push yourself at night. L'fichach misha rata l'zakos b'keser Torah, as he started off the perek, he ends off this perek, this is all perek imol, in Hilchot Talmud Torah, Yizar b'chol elosav, should be zar with every single one of his nights. V'lo yovad afilu echad mehem, not to miss one of them, with just focusing on gashmi activities. B'sheina b'chila v'shziya v'sicha, sleeping, eating, drinking, and talking. V'chayotzi b'hen, ela b'talmud Torah, v'divrei chachma. Amru chachamim, ein minu shal Torah ela b'layla, v'chulu, and the Rambam continues about nighttime. But that's the Rambam. Again, and that's what's reflected by the Chazals on our daf. If you look at the Maharal in Netivot Olam, the first Netiv, the Tivot Olam are Netivot, the pathways of an Eved Hashem, and the first that he dealt with is Netiv HaTorah. Netiv HaTorah, based on the pasuk in Mishlei, Ba'orech Tztaka Chayim B'derech Netiva El Mavis. That's the pasuk, and that's the basis for all of the Netivot Olam of the Maharal. So if you look at Perek Gimel of Netiv HaTorah, he talks about our Gemara. Ube Perek Osten Pasin, that's us. Perek Osten Pasin. Shchoros Ka'orev, he talks about the three different opinions in the Gemara. We're not going to go through all of his discussion, but he says, what's the first opinion? You have to come early and leave late. Mashkimu Mariv. Ratzalomar Kitzorach Shie Adam Dovek Betorah Lagamre. Achelo Yipari Meito. A person has to be stuck and connected. Ve'im Lokein Ein Zocha Adam Elator. And if not, if I'm not totally connected, I'm not going to be Zocha to it. Kitzorach Shie Achid Masichli. Because I have to unify with the Sichli. Similar to what the Maharal said in our last year about Schar of Daraises is something from a different world. So Yisachid and Masichli, and therefore it's hard. It's not something natural to be Misachid with the Torah, because we're not purely Sichli. And therefore, if we want to be connected, then we have to push ourselves as much as we can. That's what Rabbi Hartman says in the footnote here. Nira Shabir Hadover, Kiholva Torah, Yisachel Eloki, Nivdal Min Ha'adam, since Torah is naturally not connected to a person, because a person also has a goof. Lakach yesh al adam lahashkia as kol chayav b'liman haTorah. Dim lo kein haTorah tipared mimenu machmas rom ma'alasa. Right, it's above. It's not naturally connected to us, and therefore we have to do what we can and make ourselves muchan. Make ourselves muchan. And he quotes from other places in the Maharal's writings in the Drush al haTorah that lekinyan Torah tzarchiya adam muchan lekabala kodem b'shehi seichel eloki she'eno matzui v'davakim adam k'chol shara kinyanim she'emim adam. It's not natural. A person can be koneh something and that's it. You're koneh and it's yours. But Torah is not. I have to work on the kinyan and continue in the kinyan and have a tshuka and a chana for the kinyan and an ava for the kinyan, and that's the only way it's going to happen. So that's number one. You have to push yourself because it's sichli v'od. And then he says ki tzarech she'ela adam. Hasmada b'torah ma'od. A person has to have a lot of diligence and push themselves very hard. Ki ein haTorah kimo shar dvarim. Because Torah is not like anything else, says the Maharal. Hagashmiim shem dvarim shem tachas hazman. Nothing else is in this world. Mitachas hazman, finite. V'ma adam noeg im haTorah kilu hu davar zmani. If a person is knowing with Torah as if it's a davar zmani, something that is finite, v'limudo b'Torah l'fisha'a u'l'fiyazman, and his limud b'Torah is l'fisha'a v'azman, he treats it like something finite in this world, ain't a kona haTorah. He's not going to be kona the Torah. L'kach tzorach sheyashkim v'yariv aleihem. Go wake up early, go to sleep late. Kizeu inyan haseichel she'eno tachas hazman. V'utmidi b'lo zman kemo shepirashti lefnim. And again, Rabbi Hartman quotes from on the bottom from the Pachad Yitzchak. The Pachad Yitzchak in Shavuos in Ma'amar Chavdalet. He says, it says the word tamid by various mitzvos, including Talmud Torah. But the Talmud Torah tamid is different. The Pachad Yitzchak explains. Turn by other mitzvahs, you should do it always, and if you miss some time, okay, it doesn't impact the times that you actually did it. It just impacts the fact that you were missing some in between. But the Tamid by Torah, if we miss any time in Torah of that Tamidius, that reflects the that affects the entire tmidius of one's life. Avalam garata sha'a mitorasecha, hare ratzachta es ofi hatmidius shel torasecha, v'torah ketua biyadcha, and the Torah will be cut, v'yaduam heim advarim, sh'amru chachamim, ala lo mitorah leprakim, sh'amru alav as a pasuk, no'ev isha chaser lev, v'lo matzinu b'haigavna b'shar ha-mitzvos hatmidios. You don't find this by the other mitzvos tmidios. So the Maharal basically says that there are two reasons, two explanations why you have to be mashkim umar v'al divrei Torah. Start early, go late. Number one, because it is sichlis, and it's not tachas hazman, and it's spiritual, and therefore we have to connect to it. And number two, it's something that Hashem put into the Bria that is only niknes with tmidius udvekus Hashem. That is all how he explains the first opinion, actually, in the Gemara, the opinion of mashkimu ma'ariv alei on the base of Medrash. Then he goes into the other ones. Rabba goes into mashkir atzmo. His focus there is ones who do not focus on the physical in the world. And he continues, and he says at the end, and Shlishi, which we didn't go into, but again, that's the Maharal. Again, pushing oneself in Torah, which is a given for any type of kinyan of that keser Torah, right? The Babich Rebbe even says that's why the Chazal, the most famous Chazal, by working hard in Torah, Shetiyu Amelam Torah, is the beginning of Bichukosai, because Bichukosai means laws, but also Chakuk means engraved on. If I want Torah to be engraved on my heart, so then I have to have in Bichukosai Teilechu, Shetiyu Amelam Batorah, you have to have hard work in Torah. Good, part one. Part two, we've spoken about this in the past, but let's review it. And that is, so how much Lamaisa does one have to push oneself? And one has to learn. So there are various Mamori Chazal, the Gemara in Brachis, Daf Lamed Hey, if you remember, has a famous machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Famous machlokas based on two psukim, pasuk in Hosea, v'lakachti degani b'ito, a pasuk in the Torah, v'yasafta deganecha. So which is it? Do you make a living or do you not make a living? Says the Rabbi Shmuel, yachol dvarim kichsavan. You might think when the pasuk says in the beginning of Yehoshua, lo yamash sefer haTorah zemi picha, that the Torah shall never leave your mouth, that you have to take it literally. Tamalomar v'yasafta deganecha. You have to be knowing derech eretz, but you have to make a living. Rabbi Shmuel says you have to make a living. You understand that you're not going to be learning every second. Devar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Vayachay Omer, Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Charisha, V'Zorei B'Shas Zriya, V'Kotzer B'Shas Ketzira, V'Dash B'Shas Disha. Rabbi Shmuel Vayachay says, Rabbi Shmuel Vayachay, I don't know if this was before or after he was in the cave, but a person is going to plow and plant and harvest. He's going to do all the farming things that during the seasons. Vizor b'shas haruach tarmata elah. Says Rosh Hashanah, that's not what Hashem wants. Ela b'zmanchi yisol osu b'zor shalmakam. If you're following the way of Hashem, malach to nasas de'achirim. You have nothing to worry about. You'll have like the man or a substitute for the man if you're doing what you're supposed to do. Or b'zmanchi any yisol osu b'zor shalmakam. And if you're not doing what's on Hashem, then malach to nasas ayadei atzman. Then you'll have to do your own work. It really sounds like from there, machlokas tanoim, about the parameters of learning. And the Gemara ends up by saying that Rabbi Shmuel is the opinion that most follow and are successful in. But what about Rosh Hashanah Yochai? And it's fascinating. Again, not our topic now to spend this year on the stira between the Gemaras, but there is another opinion of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. If you look at Menachos Tzadites, Menachos Tzadites 99, says the Gemara, Midvarev Shor Rabbi Yossi Nilmod, Afilu lo shana adam ela perek echad shachris, uperek echad arvis. Even if one person only learns one portion, one paragraph, kiye mitzvas, lo yomer sefer haTorah zemi picha. The Torah has not left his mouth because he learned something today. Even if a person just said Kriyishma, Rav Shimon bar Yochai is talking here. The same Rav Shimon bar Yochai that said in Mishnah Brachas Daf Lamed Hey that Bizman Shizal Otsum Rishonu Shal Makom Malach To Nasas De'Achirim here. He says you're Yosei with Kriyishma, and the Gemara fascinatingly then says V'Davar Ze Aser La Omer B'Fnei Amaris. Don't say this too loud because the people are going to rely on this. Rava Amar Mitzvah La Omer B'Fnei Amaris. Rava says it's a good thing to say out loud because they don't give people chizik that they. whatever they do. But either way, these are a number of Chazal. So how do you understand Chazal put this all together? So again, Ruba de Ruba, maybe all of the Rishonim assume that we should not take the Gemara literally in Manachas, that there's an ideal and it's enough to just say Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis. B'Shasa Tchak, when one is having a very busy day, not even a second, you know, there's a war, whatever it is. So then one could say that it is, one can rely on that. That's the Ritva there, the Ritva in the Dharma on Davches. But the low Efshar Leitve, Shetzorach Lishtadok Sasayom B'Parnaso, Halavach Ilo Miftar. But obviously, if you have more time than the, just to say that second, of course you have to say that. There's even a Gemara in the Dharma. The Gemara in the Dharma on Davches there mentions that if somebody makes a shvua to get up and learn a certain Masechta, it's a great neder. Neder Gadol Neder Lokei Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, but 1 minute, he's Mushva V'Yom Emei Sinai. If I make a neder that I'm going to shake a lulav, that's meaningless. I'm already mushva v'yomed, already made a shvu at Har Sinai to shake a lulav. So what do you mean you make a neder that you're going to learn something that it's effective? So the Gemara says, because kivan di boi pater nafshi mi kriyash v'shachres v'arvis mishamachri chal shvu alalai. Well, really, you only have to say kriyashma to be yotzei talmud Torah. That's why, if you see, you get to learn a certain mesechta that's above and beyond what you took a shvuah to do, and therefore it is chal. And ask the Rishonim, the Ran, the Ritva, the Mefarshim there, say, how could that be? The Gemara seems to be taking it literally. That is just kriyash pashachas v'arvis. So the Ran says, no, the Ran there, Nedarim Davches, that Gemara is just telling us a chiddush in Hilchas Shvuos. Of course you have to learn every second that you have. But in Hilchas Shvuah, if something is not mefurish bikra, so then a shvuah could be chal on it. It's just a din in Hilchos Shvuos. To call midi to ask you midrasha. Af al pishu min haTorah, even though it's daraisa. Kima de lesa mefurish bekra, behedya, shvua chala alav. Since it's not mefurish in the Torah, a shvua is chal on it. That's all, because it doesn't say in the Torah anywhere that you have to learn every mesach. It just says, b'shach b'chol v'kumecha, kriyash b'shach b'shach v'arvis. That's why Yeshua can be chal. But not because Talmud Torah is anything, requires less than that. But again, that's what the Rishonim assume, that we have to learn a lot, and not just kriyash b'shach b'shach v'arvis. So how much does one have to learn? Is there a specific amount? So if you look in the mashmaus, the implicit as understanding of the gra in the Shnos Elio, the beginning of Maseches Peah, is that you have to learn every second. You have to learn every second. And every second that I'm not learning, even if I'm doing things that are understandable, like a parnasa and eating and other things, that's all osig b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. That's a bittul of Talmud Torah, but it's a bittul of Talmud Torah that you're allowed to do. Because that's that famous gra that the gra says, why is Talmud Torah keneged kulam? Because when you learn something, it's millions and millions of mitzvos. When I go do Bikur Cholim, it's a wonderful mitzvah. But it's one mitzvah that might take me a few hours. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that I spend 5 minutes of learning. And there are hundreds of thousands of mitzvos, says the Gra. V'aseichel mechayev azeh, mebnei shekol teva v'teva b'fnei atzmo, hu mitzvah gedola. V'shkula kineged kulam. It's a mitzvah gedola. K'shalomi l'mashol daf echad, mekayim kama meos mitzvos. V'yem kein bevada yoser tov l'kayim mea mitzvos, mi mitzvah achas. That's his lashon. If it can't be done by someone else, rashoi levatel. It's called a bittel. That's the gra, and that's one attitude towards one life when one is not learning. Rove of the achronim assume a different avenue of understanding. If you look in the Stipler in Shabbos and Simen Yud Aleph, if you look in the Arsameach in Ilchas Talmud Torah, you look in a number of Rav Asher Weiss's writings, they all say that no, every Talmud Torah is, I have to learn every free second that I have. When I'm doing other things that are understandable, I'm making a living, and I'm dealing with the children, and I'm eating the chulu, there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah then. I have to be honest with myself. Every free second that I have, I also need some leisure time, I also need some this time and that time. But all free times, that's what the Aris Meach says in Ilchas Talmud Torah, beautiful. It's a sliding scale. And it's only between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nirli levayar de be'emes, kala mitzvah same shavim. Generally, all mitzvahs are equal. L'pachol shebechusim, ula Moshe Rabbeinu, to the lowliest and to the most high. The Torah achas yelachem ksiv, v'chiyev ha-mitzvah gvul yeshla, k'mo netilas esrog b'ninua ba'alma. Esrog, v'rakam edaktikim nosen oso kalayom. V'lachach lo kasva Torah midos rak b'remez v'chulu. All mitzvahs apply the same to all Jews. But When it comes to Talmud Torah, it's different. V'nimsa mitzvahs Talmud Torah shebevadai em yivakesh adam teravu mazon b'chol zman inu nechshav l'mafriya b'chol zeh nechshav l'mafriya mitzvahs Talmud Torah. When a person is making a living, it's not called mafriya Talmud Torah. V'yasafta deganechaksiv, as he quotes Rabbi Yishmael. V'chein l'masham alam cholosh amezak, someone who has trouble sitting, someone who can't focus. V'chein kun kolecha l'fiya hechriyas shelafiya argelu, a person based on his own personality. V'chein l'fi Torah nafsho shel adam eina dome b'chi of Talmud Torah. Ha'ish asher nafsho margeshes b'sich lahazach. V'nikshra ba'avosos ava l'Talmud Torah, someone who loves learning and they can learn all their lives. L'ish asher kochos nafsho nirpim v'aselim, somebody who doesn't have that. Somebody who likes to learn, but they like to do other things also, and they can't focus so long. L'chein eich haya mechok habore l'chuk chiyav Talmud Torah l'chol Yisrael v'nasan Torah eskol echad biyado v'ein l'el yad ha'enoshi l'itein amido amitas l'zeh l'kacham bo'o chachamim v'apirshu lono geder merkazon ha'amiti kriyashma b'shachres kriyashma b'arvis kiyay megisa b'yom v'alayla. Because that's a minimum. But bevadai tzorach lehisatzeim b'ha'odam b'kol yecholto ki kaf la'torah harbi pa'amim inyan limuda v'tzorach adam lahalhiv nafsho lishkod al dalso seha. I have to knock on the doors of Torah. And again, there's so much more. And that's what he quotes. Liman ha'torah shava l'kulam v'chol mitzvah zesh ha'torah inan shavan l'dvar echad midvareo v'chulu, he continues. And again, the Stifler in Shabbos and Simon Yud Aleph and many others. It's the attitude of being connected. We just have to remember those words of the Maharal in the Tivot Olam, the Tivat Torah, that if we want to become one with the Torah, we want to have achdus with the Torah. So we have to push ourselves as much as we can, because the Torah, to make a kinyan on it, requires that from us. Okay, we'll stop here again. We could talk about Talmud Torah for many, many hours, but we'll leave it for now.